Hello, Cancer, and welcome to your Vision Quest audio reading. My name is Eric Francis, working with you on, what day is it today? It is Monday, 1/11/16, starting at about 7:49 at night. I've been reading through charts associated with your sign and read through the written reading today. Started that thinking, what am I going to say in this discussion? And then looked at what I'd already written and looked at the charts, and suddenly there was like a whole list of notes in astrological shorthand. I'm not sure I'll even get to them all. I have cast your runes as well, which are going to be the focus of the second reading. But this rune spread is interesting in that it is evocative of protective powers. It's almost the theme of the whole spread. And how that keys back into your astrology, if you have read that, that your astrology is about how you are going to manage moving a lot of energy current through your life and through your body. And so on the one hand, there is this radical kind of transformative, subversive, revolutionary thing going on in your 10th place, 10th house up in Aries, the house and sign associated with your vocational calling. But since it's the sign Aries, there is an indication that finding yourself through your vocational calling is one of the keys to happiness and success as someone born under the sun sign Cancer or the rising sign Cancer. And the defensive and protective side of your astrology show up in the form of Saturn in the sixth house. So on the one hand, you've got this house of vocational calling and reputation and power, influence, fame, what you're known for, associated with Aries. And in that is a conjunction between Uranus and Eris. Has not happened since 1925. No one alive remembers it. We have to look back. We have to research to learn more about it. And the protective side of that radical revolutionary energy comes in the form of Saturn in the sixth house, the taskmaster planet in the house of work and service and well-being, the sixth. And in the Cancer charts, it's styled as Sagittarius, meaning your spiritual path is the service you provide in the work that you do every day. Your, what you might think of as your path of self-actualization, is being known in the world for what you do. So contrary to notions of the sign Cancer as being private, though it's not necessarily contradict, it is necessary to be well-known. I mean, in some ways, I'm an example of that contradiction embodied in that on one level, I seem very public and I write about incredibly intimate things and it seems like my thoughts all get published eventually, but also I am a retreating person. I like to stay home. I don't like to go very far most of the time. And those are not contradictory. I think it's essential in the process of being known for what you do, being known for who you are, as is necessary in many vocational callings, that it's necessary to have a strong taproot and to have a place where you have some shelter and a sensation of home and a place where things are just so. We'll come to that in a bit when we get to the development of Jupiter going into your fourth house, Libra, later in the year. Okay, so let's look at some of these movements that that we have, and I was satisfied with the clarity of my ideas in the written piece. I don't think it requires too much re-explanation, but let me add one description, which is to say that, first of all, The crosses are very important in the way that I do astrology. And one of the ways I get these so-called general readings to work is I'm keenly aware of the crosses. And I learned a lot about the crosses from Alice Bailey, esoteric astrology, and why the crosses represent, you know, growth stages and how they all function as one energy system. And so in looking at the cross associated with the sign Cancer, that's cardinal cross. Yours is the first, water sign, cardinal sign. It's the second cardinal sign and the second sign I'm doing in this oral reading process. The other cardinal signs all work in an energy system with it. So you've got basically four signs that connect directly to and interplay with your sign. For instance, Aries as your 10th, and Capricorn as your opposite sign, your 7th, and vocation, 10th house. And that pretty much covers life. If you can do those four things, you cover the cardinal points, the things in between that will fill themselves in. The cadent and succedent houses, as they are called. And here we're just working the angles. And when we work the angles, we find out that you have an astonishing amount of current going through cardinal cross, primarily in the form of Pluto.